99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 6:04. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Weekend good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not bad.
Good?
You know, kind of looked like the weekend before and the weekend before that.
This is true.
It all blends together.
Kind of blends together, right?
Yeah.
Can I start the show by shouting out a personal shopper? Target personal shopper?
A Target personal shopper.
Yeah, so my wife made an online Target order and over the weekend. And, you know, she was in communication with the shopper that was like...
Going around picking things off the shelf.
Yeah, picking the stuff up, right. So one of the items was some new underwear for me.
Oh, wow.
So...
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it had come...
That just got personal.
Yeah, I know. It had come that time. And so, you know, she just like, kind of threw in the order, like, hey, size medium, a pack of, like, some, I don't know, boxer briefs or whatever. And so her...
So were there plenty of patterns to choose from? Or?
Well, I'll tell you, the personal shopper, Evan...
Oh, Evan, yeah. Great. Okay, at least, well, she got a dude.
Texted her back and was like, hey, so this is what we have in the men's section. And, like, sent a photo of, like, this.
That's great.
And so she's like, no, no.
Well, I want that one.
No, she's like, yeah, no patterns. And so he's like, okay, gotcha. No patterns with the thumbs down.
Thumbs down,
so
right.
They exchanged several lines of texts.
They bonded over your underwear is what you're saying.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Because of my underwear. And I'm now wearing them. They're very comfortable.
Did Evan choose well?
Yes.
Great.
Evan, you did a good job.
That is fantastic.
You're getting not thumbs down from me, but thumbs up.
Oh, enthusiastic and maybe praise hands.
You did.
Give him some praise hands.
I mean, it was time.
Yeah.
I had some underwear that was pretty old.
Okay.
And, you know, it was time. And I don't know. I just hang on to underwear for a long time just because,
so
you know.
I can't remember the last time I bought some.
Right. Exactly. And unless someone else buys them for me, I'm not going to purchase underwear for myself. So.
Congratulations, Evan.
I know. Evan, you helped.
It was your moment.
You helped. It's your time to shine, Evan.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was just funny. My wife showed me the text message. She was like, oh, hey, by the way. Yeah.
I'm texting about your underwear to another dude right now. Is that weird? It is. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a new world that we're living in.
And
you're living in a new world where another man is picking out your underwear and texting your wife about it.
I'm all right with that.
All right.
I'm all right with that.
Awesome.
Because if the results are what I'm wearing, I'm okay.
Awesome.
They hug.
You know what? Did you keep his number just in case, you know, the next time comes around, you say, Evan, you did such a great job. I'm going to trust you again.
Honestly, I don't know if the number that my wife was texting was like his personal cell phone or if it was just like some Target store like
special shopper bot phone.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So maybe
because like most of the delivery people, the food delivery people have a weird area code when I get the text.
Well, this
like,
was 502.
Hey, your delivery driver's on the air. Oh.
No, yeah, this was a 502 number. So,
oh, well,
I mean, it could be just Evan's number.
You know,
so.
Why don't you
just send him a text real quick?
Him just to see. Just to compliment him on his choice of underwear. Say, you know what? My buns feel supported. Everything else. I really appreciate your choice.
I don't know if there's been a follow-up. So that might be a good opportunity to provide Evan with a follow-up on
maybe.
On my undies.
Maybe. So. I bet he'd appreciate it.
All right, so that's where we're starting.
Saying a job well done.
Yeah.
Praise hands, praise hands.
All right, so today, Can't Beat Kelly, the Setting the Bar stories, we got a ton of them, so we'll get to those on the way. And your first feel-good story on the way coming up here next. Stories brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
I told you I was going to try to do better than the odd shoes in the British Garden, but I'm not. But here we are going back to Britain.
Okay.
For this one, a lot of people are taking up new hobbies during the quarantine. No reason to really dress up at all. Or dress at all. Yep, more people are going nude during quarantine. A UK nudist organisation has reported 100% increase in new members amid the coronavirus pandemic.
All right.
British naturism A group that promotes everyday living life every day without clothing gained 210 members over the past 2 months, a substantial increase from the pre-pandemic days where online promotional events have seen more sign-ups than usual. Nude sunbathing seems to be the new national pastime.
Ah.
Online events people are signing up for include naked yoga, virtual pub meetups, and a nude coffee morning gathering.
All right. Nude yoga might be...
It's aggressive depending on where the camera is.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of like right in your face there.
Listen.
Downward dog, hey.
Consider the downward dog position when you're putting that camera somewhere. So, a spokesperson for British Naturism, which aims to make nudity more socially acceptable nationwide, tells the Daily Mail that it's likely people are disrobing for practical reasons too, like saving money and time on doing the laundry.
Go naked!
You sure. Don't need to do the lot. Think of the water that you'll save and the detergent.
All right. So, again, this is a feel-good.
It's a feel-good because people are saving time, money, and they're
so you can
getting it one with nature.
British accent.
That's right. Beep, okay. Beep, choo, choo. Right. People going naked in England.
All right.
All right.
Okay. That's a feel-good. Do these every single hour here. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Do we kill that American Idol crown to winner?
You know, I tried to watch a little bit last night.
I did not.
I tried to
I
jump
just
up
saw
where
it
I was
this
like,
morning.
Oh, hey, it's the finale. Maybe I should start watching.
I know.
Maybe.
I had zero clue it was even on last night.
Maybe I should see if there was anybody good.
So, yeah.
It had some decent singers.
So, season three of this new revamp, that's what they're calling it. They're calling it season three, even though it's like season
over.
Like. 25
right,
or whatever it is.
But since it moved to ABC.
Right, right. So season three of the American Idol with Lionel Richie, Katy Perry.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
And Seacrest, whose hair is getting real long.
I've noticed that with the Disney sing-alongs.
Yeah.
His coif, I mean, still, he has a great...
Oh, yeah.
He's great hair.
It's styled well.
Yeah, for sure. But you're right. It is getting
it is
a little
much
long.
Longer.
So Just Sam is the winner.
Oh, wow. I missed why she calls herself Just Sam.
Samantha Diaz is her name.
Yeah.
And she's from New York. And I don't know.
Like, it's almost like, was that a mistake?
Maybe.
When she was saying her name, but call me Just Sam. And they were like, all right.
Like,
we took
right,
it literally, Just Sam.
All right, Just Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wondered that.
Okay, well.
I missed the whole backstory to why she's calling herself Just Sam.
Anyways, she's the winner.
Oh, great.
So... American Idol crowned its third. Do you remember who won last year?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
I remember who won the first American Idol.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Long time ago. And I remember Carrie Underwood winning.
Did she win?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was a string where, like, it wasn't the winner, but it was, like, the runner-up and the person who came in third place was, like, the one who ended up actually getting popular.
And even before. I mean, Jennifer Hudson didn't even come close to the
Right. Jennifer Hudson. Daughtry was another one that didn't win but got a lot of fame.
He might have been third.
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
So, outside of maybe Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson, I couldn't. Clay Aiken. Did Clay Aiken win?
No.
Oh, that was Ruben Studdard.
I think Ruben Studdard won.
Oh.
Clay was runner-up. And that was a little bromance we loved.
Man,
wasn't it?
That was
Velvet Teddy Bear.
But that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Bo Bice?
Bice was a runner-up for Carrie.
Okay. Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Man, all these, like, random names are, like, flooding into my memory now.
And then, Soul Patrol guy. Who was that?
That was Bo Bice, wasn't it?
No. No, he had the gray hair. It was, like, Taylor, maybe.
Lautner.
No, it was
okay, Taylor Lautner was not a part of American Idol.
Who is Soul Patrol guy?
I don't know.
Soul Patrol!
Obviously.
Remember
all right,
guy?
Sorry, we're stretching.
How could you forget that guy?
This is great.
It was a really long trip down memory lane, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so anyways, season three winner last night, if you care, Just Sam, a.k.a. Samantha Diaz from Harlem. She won the American Idol crown last
night.
I'm
sure she's going to be pumping out some hot hits.
Hot hits!
On the DJXer.
On TJX. I feel like there's sports action. There is actual sports action.
NASCAR. Okay, great.
NASCAR.
Awesome.
Two words. NASCAR.
Actually, one word, but okay.
Don't mess with my sports, Kelly.
Okay.
There was a NASCAR race over the weekend. To no fans, by the way. Kevin Harvick won. Darlington there.
Oh, great.
There it is.
Oh, it happened. There was a race.
There was
awesome.
A race.
Awesome.
It was a 400-miler and NASCAR's Cup Series. The next race is Wednesday night. So there you go.
I was thinking you were going to talk about something like Michael Jordan, Last Dance, last night.
No.
And like one of his, I think it was his first generation of Air Jordan shoes, a pair that he wore in the game, was auctioned off for over $500,000.
Yes.
They were thinking it was going to go for maybe $100,000, $150,000. Auctioned off for, see, I thought that was where you were
going. No, that's not where I was going.
All right. Well, see, no. It was a bonus board.
There you go. Wow.
Sports.
Kelly rolling in with a little bit of.
It out.
I know.
Yeah.
A little bit of sports action.
Yeah.
So, yeah. NASCAR back.
All right.
I mean, it all feels.
So, no crowds, right?
No crowds.
Yeah.
Nope. No fans in the grandstand. Yeah.
Did they have like a cheering track?
Well, it's funny because Joe Buck, who is, you know, a play-by-play announcer who you've seen announce a bunch of different things, he's saying that networks are thinking about putting in crowd sound effects.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For I think we need that because it's a little awkward.
Broadcasts. Which
just hearing the one guy go, woo!
Yeah. Which they got in trouble for several years ago.
Oh, did they really?
For adding crowd sound effects to games.
To make it sound more exciting?
Yes, because like I remember, because Indianapolis, the Colts, they played a game there in the RCA Dome. And
they
showed the crowd, and there was like a smattering of people at this NFL game. Like, it wasn't very like busy at all. But the crowd sound effect was huge.
That's awesome.
And it skipped. It was like they were doing it on like a CD or something.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. So anyways, so
I'd be in favor of it because I feel like
sound effect is,
yeah, you kind of need
probably
that
gonna be something that
for a race
you're gonna be hearing. So
All right.
There you go. Sports action on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without, marking the packages you're supposed to be delivering as delivered and then stealing them, you're doing okay.
Ooh, yeah. You think you're bucking the system.
Yeah,
perfect crime.
Right. Glad this isn't like an Amazon, FedEx, UPS, or any of those delivery places, but it's a delivery company called On Track, where Daniel, who's 25.
Daniel got him off track.
He definitely did. he was busted after he was marking all these packages as being delivered.
Right. Yep. So, there it is.
Yeah. See, look. And there's even the photo of it being delivered. But then he wouldn't leave it. He'd just take it.
Okay.
Yeah. About 300 packages he wound up doing that with.
Oh.
And.
Let me guess. Ring cameras? Were there a couple of doorbell cameras that caught him in the act?
I'm sure there were.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will say that when they seized all the packages, most of them had already been opened.
Oh.
So.
Dang.
That kind of stinks.
Yeah, because then that means those people are not getting what was in that package.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think On Track is trying to make good with all those people.
Sifting through the loot.
But yeah, Daniel doesn't have a job anymore. And, he's also arrested and charged with felony embezzlement.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
that sounds like it's going to be a lengthy visit.
Yeah.
At prison.
Right. So, again, you know, hey, there are a lot of delivery people. A lot of delivery people.
And
now.
There are a lot of them doing it right.
Yes.
Doing great jobs at it.
But then there's people like Daniel who are not doing it right.
One bad apple.
Yes. So I'm just going to throw this in the setting the bar category where.
Yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without delivering packages, marking them as delivered, and then stealing them, you're doing okay.
I can understand. It would be like Christmas, you know? You're shaking in it, wondering what's in there.
Ah.
And the temptation's probably always there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to leave this for this person, but this looks like it's probably something real good.
It's real nice.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
There's pirates all the time. They're not going to know who took it.
Yeah, you got to think that when he was a little kid, he was the kid who would very stealthily unwrap his presents without like tearing anything and then look and see what it is and then wrap it back up. Yeah.
I'm sure Daniel probably did that.
So anyways, that's setting the bar.
Look at us. We're like profiling Daniel.
I know.
Looking back into his childhood.
Yeah.
See where he went wrong.
That's right, Daniel. That's where it started.
Where did it start?
Under the Christmas tree.
Daniel, get back on track.
Kelly K.
A cowboy gymnast has been captivating the internet And it's pretty impressive. So Guy Bell is the cowboy in question here. He's from Amarillo, Texas. And, well, he ended up doing a little spontaneous gymnast routine inspired by his daughter.
I love to see people happy. I try to, whatever I'm doing, I try to make it fun.
Amarillo resident Guy Bell shows off that fun in a recent Facebook video he posted of him doing a gymnastics routine in a little bit of an unconventional way.
We never really plan any of these, you know, pictures or videos. It's just stuff that kind of occurs or happens, and we just kind of roll with it.
As for this video, it all started when the Bell family did their usual routine of feeding their horses. That's when Bell noticed his daughter Avery doing some balance work. Then
I handed my dad the phone and said, "Hey, Dad, watch this." Did my little routine. The three of us watched the video, and we all got a good laugh about it, and I think I'll post it.
So he's doing it kind of on the post where you'd hitch, like, the horses, right?
It's like he's treating a red fence like a balance beam.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a really skinny kind of, like, you know, red fence, and he's nailing it. I mean, he's got over, like, 40,000 shares at last check, and it's pretty fantastic. His daughter's sitting there, you know, just cheering him on,
for sure.
And his dismount, he nails it. The whole thing's pretty fantastic. I'll tweet out the video so you can watch it. It's impressive. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good? Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. So you remember that video last week that we told you about Snoop Dogg just sitting alone in his car singing to Frozen, right?
Sure, iconic.
There's a response. After Lizzo.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you remember last week Snoop Dogg posted this video of himself just chilling in his car, listening to Frozen. And he is deadpan, staring at the camera.
He's feeling it.
Not showing any real emotion,
no,
actually.
But you can tell he's feeling it.
And he's like,
I had to come sit in my car and listen to man.
Yeah.
Let it go.
He's having a moment.
Yeah, he's just having a moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was shared just thousands and thousands and thousands of times.
As it should be.
Just because, you know, it's like Snoop Dogg, one of the probably last people you'd think getting all his feels there listening to Frozen.
Uh-huh.
So, there's been a response from none other than Idina Menzel.
Of course.
Who sung that song.
Elsa.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So, she, same thing, sitting in her car.
No. Listening to Snoop.
Drop it like it's hot.
Right here, not getting less. So don't change the diesel. Turn it up a little.
Yeah.
I got a living room full of fine dime bristles.
Just kind of staring at the camera still.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Singing along.
We're all
going to
get out of this soon.
Yeah, so she's just.
I smell her.
I always thought it was drop it like it's hot, but.
Okay, so apparently she just realized that it was actually drop it like it's hot, not drop it like it's hard.
Oh,
which, well, I don't know if you caught it there, but
she's just like all of us, and we don't know the lyrics.
Right.
No, Elsa, it's hot, which is ironic because you're the ice queen.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, kind of funny there. Elsa, a.k.a. Idina Menzel, responding to Snoop Dogg's just chilling in his car listening to Frozen.
I need a collabo.
She's now just chilling in her car listening to Drop It Like It's Hot.
That's awesome.
All right, so yeah, we'll tweet that out. You can see that at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Well, hopefully KB Kelly won't go 9 rounds again this morning.
I don't have it in me today for that to happen.
But the past few times we played Can't Beat Kelly, she's lost and she's nearly lost.
Yeah. Like, wow.
So
close to death.
For our budget, will you please bring it?
I'm trying.
I mean, will you?
Listen, that's not enticing other people to call in.
Sorry.
Like, you should give them the window, but, like, listen, she
all right, now your opportunity.
She's down. Kick her when she's down.
To break our budget.
Right.
And beat Kelly.
I might have to give you like my half-open box of granola bars or something as the prize. Yeah. We're not really
all right. You won, so congratulations! Here's, you get this box of Kleenex
some
and
stickers.
Some, some.
I've got four granola bars left.
All right, so Campy Kelly coming up on DJX. Only here for one thing, but 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So this past weekend was supposed to be the Preakness race, you know. So the second leg of the Triple Crown was supposed to be actually the on Saturday. Normally, you know, the third Saturday of May after the first Saturday of May, obviously belonging to the Kentucky Derby. So they have now officially announced their reschedule. The Derby is now rescheduled to September 5th. Preakness is now going to be rescheduled for October 3rd. It still may be the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
But they don't know what Belmont's going to do yet.
Uh-oh.
Belmont, if it is after, you know, October 3rd, then it will be the third and final leg of the Triple Crown. However, if they are like, well, screw you, we're going to go first, then maybe that's what's going to happen. Who knows?
But I feel like they got to follow suit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the way it's always been.
It's the way.
It's the way.
It is the way.
It is the way.
That's right. God, I miss the Mandalorian. But yeah, the 145th Preakness Stakes been rescheduled for October 3rd. So know that that's going to take place 1 month then after the Derby, which is going to be held September 5th. So we're still assuming that's going to be the second leg of the Triple Crown, depending on when the Belmont Stakes in New York is held. So there you go. That's an unintentional little sports action there. Sports, sports, sports.
Wow.
Sports.
Okay, I was going to say, you didn't even give yourself a theme.
I know. Sorry. Sports.
Sports segment.
Well, sports.
Is it legit without the music?
No, now it is.
Okay.
So there you go. Sports again.
Awesome.
All right, so, all right, great. if you think that you've got what it takes to take down the pop culture queen, like I said, the past few times we played it, you've been beaten and you've nearly been beaten.
It's been dicey.
So
at best,
we're not going to say that. And you brought up a good point. It's because everybody's quarantined at home. They're not doing anything else. They're just studying pop culture.
They're paying attention.
Yeah.
To all the crazy, stupid stuff that typically only I pay attention to.
Now,
because I have to.
You've got your hands full.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to play Can't Beat Kelly, five pop culture questions and Kelly K, 502-571-9970.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Michaela calling us from Henryville.
Hey, Michaela.
Hi.
All right. So, Michaela, by the way, how's everything treating you? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I work at a credit union, and we have closed lobbies, split staff, so I work about every other week to stay away from everybody, so we're doing pretty good there.
Good.
Okay,
good.
So have you been paying more attention to pop culture since you've been spending more time at home?
No, not really.
Good for you. You're living your life right.
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 Right, exactly. Michaela, we wish you the absolute best. Five pop culture questions. Whoever gets more right will win. If you guys tie, it goes to Kelly. However, if you tie after both having gotten all five correct, like the last time we played, it goes to sudden death.
Why
okay?
do you keep harping on that?
I did. That was a lot. All right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
All right, Kelly's leaving. The door's going to shut here in a sec. All right, door slams. Here we go. Question number one for you, Michaela. In the live-action movie of the hit Netflix documentary series, Tara Reid is being considered for the role of this Tiger King star Joe Exotic's nemesis.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
Jennifer Lopez announced yesterday that her daughter, Emmy Muniz, will become a published author in the fall. Who is Emmy's famous father?
I have no idea. Pass.
Recently, Elon Musk named his new baby boy XAA-12. what's his girlfriend's and baby X's mom's name?
Pass. Oh, God.
A signed pair of game-worn Air Jordan 1s from Michael Jordan's 1984-85 rookie season was sold by Sotheby's for $560,000. The auction coincided with the last episode of this Chicago Bulls documentary.
Chicago Bulls documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
got an answer.
I don't. This is embarrassing.
Question five. A new study found that Jonah Hill has overtaken Samuel L. Jackson as the actor who has uttered the most swear words in movies. Jonah used bad language 376 times in his movies, while Samuel L. only used swear words 301 times in his films, landing him third overall. Which actor came in second?
Can you repeat the question?
Which actor came in second on the overall most swears in movies?
Mark Wahlberg.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Or Kevin.
All right.
How did Michaela do?
All right, so Michaela
from
Henryville, she started off hot.
Yeah?
Started off hot.
Out the gate?
Out the gate.
Yeah.
She got one right.
Okay. You know what? But again, like we say, she's living her life
right
if she is ignoring all of this stuff.
All right, Michaela, hang tight. We're going to ask Kelly the same five questions, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so here we go. Question number one for Kelly. In the live-action movie of the hit Netflix documentary series, Tara Reid is being considered for the role of this Tiger King star Joe Exotic's nemesis.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Carol Baskins.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez announced yesterday that her daughter Emmy Muñez will become a published author in the fall. Who is Emmy's famous father?
Mark Anthony.
Is correct.
I'm stacked on it.
Sorry. Recently, Elon Musk named his new baby boy XAEA-12. What's his girlfriend's and baby X's mom's name?
Grimes
is correct. A signed pair of game-worn Air Jordan 1s from Michael Jordan's 84-85 rookie season was sold by Sotheby's for $560,000. The auction coincided with the last episode of this Chicago Bulls documentary.
The Last Dance.
Correct. A new study found that Jonah Hill has overtaken Samuel L. Jackson as the actor who has uttered the most swear words in movies. Jonah used bad language 376 times, while Samuel L. used them 301 times, landing him third place overall. Which actor came in second?
Jonah's co-star, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is correct. 5 out of 5. All right, Michaela. Today wasn't your day, but listen.
No, it wasn't.
Listen.
Thank you.
But you were brave.
Yes.
For stepping into the spotlight and into the hot seat.
And it is tough in the hot seat.
It is.
You can hear other people going, even like, oh.
And you're yelling at the radio.
They suck.
They're dumb.
But yeah, you know what, Michaela? When you're in the hot seat yourself, it's a little bit different.
It's
but
different.
You hold your head high and know that you don't hold that information that causes Kelly to be on this show. So.
And you are essential in our hearts.
Yes. All right, Michaela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hang on. There's one more thing we need from you.
Oh, wow. That's so mean.
All right. You need to say, my name is Michaela, and I can't beat Kelly.
That's right. My name is Michaela, and I cannot beat Kelly.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. Have a good one.
Her hair is shiny and bouncy, and I wanted her to win.
You know what? She didn't.
I did.
She really didn't.
I did, a little.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
A little corner of my heart.
Thank you.
Just a little corner of my heart wanted her to win. No.
Such a liar. There you go. That's Can't Beat Kelly. We give you setting the bar stories just to show you that there are other people that are not doing life correct. So, you know, well, if nothing else, at least you're not doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a bright side.
Well, what not to do with fruit story for you.
Okay.
All right.
What fruit?
Watermelon.
Gotcha.
If you can manage to make it through the day without hollowing out a watermelon to shove on your head so you rob a gas station, then you're doing okay.
Wow. They made a mask out of a watermelon?
Two guys did, yes.
All right.
Take a look at the two people on your screen. Louisa County arrested these men who were wanted for an apparent larceny at a local Sheetz.
Yeah, a little gas station there in Virginia.
Okay.
The two pulled up to the Sheetz with hollowed out watermelons on their heads. We are not making this up.
No, they're not.
That's true. There's
they
video.
Even poked eye holes so they could see.
Well,
yeah, because
that makes sense. It's practical.
How?
I mean, how are you going to see what you're going to take?
Right.
Through the watermelons. Again, the pair arrested, and the department is thanking the community for helping them solve this unusual case.
Yeah, so here's the thing. They actually made it out of there without, like, any sort of incident.
Okay.
And obviously caught on camera.
Uh-huh.
And so the police were like, hey, do you know these watermelon dudes? And the community was like, yeah, I recognize them.
Great. Wow.
So after the police released the photos and the video, They ended up getting a tip that led them right to the suspect. So there you go.
You know what? Maybe they were fans of the Masked Singer.
Maybe the Masked Singer?
They're like, you know what? We're going to make our own little mask.
You know what? I don't know why pumpkins and Halloween are only used for like jack-o'-lanterns. Why couldn't watermelons in the summertime be used for jack-o'-lanterns too?
They probably could.
I mean, you could.
Why don't we start a trend?
You could scoop out the meat.
Right. Eat it.
Eat it. Yeah.
The pulp.
Put a little candle in there and make your watermelon jack-o'-lanterns.
There you go. Just don't use them as masks to rob people. Yeah, let's not do that.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without hollowing out a watermelon, shoving it on your head, and then trying to rob a gas station, you're doing okay.
That is unique.
Do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kay.
So this is pretty exciting. The state of Kentucky is recognizing May 17th as DIPG Awareness Day with a proclamation signed by the governor.
All right.
This is all because of David Jr. Now, you've kind of heard stories. We've talked about David before on the air. He is battling this rare brain tumor, brain cancer. It's terminal. And so he has kind of been forging on with this attitude of make every day the best day ever.
Okay.
So he recently got to work at Taco Bell, which is where his mom worked back in the day. And he just had a birthday, so he had a big old birthday parade. And so now he gets the distinction of having May 17th be DIPG Awareness Day. It's important for a couple of reasons. Raising awareness of childhood brain cancer. Many people are aware that cancer is the leading cause of death by disease in children.
Mm-hmm.
Brain tumors being the leading type of cancer-related deaths. And there's a direct connection between awareness and funding research. With better research, better treatment options can be developed. With more advanced treatment plans, a cure can be realized. Because right now, it's also important to realize this day is supporting families facing DIPG, which is terminal upon diagnosis.
Right.
So pretty big deal. So they're asking everyone to wear red shirts on May 17th.
You mean yesterday?
Recognition. Well, yeah, from now on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Moving forward.
Okay.
This is not just yesterday.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Sure.
So anyway, we'll tweet out the Facebook post so you can see the pictures of David's big day with the governor and all that good stuff. So kudos to him. And it's a great attitude to take. Make every day the best day ever.
100%.
So we see you, David Jr. Keep doing your big things.
There you go.
That's feel good.
Brought to you by Campbellsville University here on 99.7 DJX. Have you seen the video or the pictures, at least going around, of the priest squirting parishioners with holy water out of a water gun?
Well, that's a socially distant way to bless them, right?
Yeah, kind of funny out of Detroit.
And a priest in Detroit is taking aim at parishioners with a squirt gun. In a bid to practice social distancing during the pandemic, the priest used the squirt gun to shoot holy water at parishioners.
I mean, at least it was holy water, right?
Photos were posted on social media of the priest shooting the holy water at car windows during an Easter Day service. The priest told one media outlet he was a little concerned about how the Vatican might react, but says, quote, I haven't heard anything yet.
Haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
All right. It's been a couple weeks since Mother's Day, so I don't know if he's in the clear or not. But,
all right.
But yeah, we'll tweet
it's
it
inventive.
Out. Kind of a funny a photo there.
He has the best of intentions.
Of the priest blessing people who are coming through the, you know, the drive-through church service, which, you know, a lot of churches had to kind of adapt when, you know, the stay-at-home order was delivered. So, yeah, this church in Detroit did just that. But yeah, like I said, we'll tweet out the photo. It's kind of funny there.
Do some drive-by baptisms too. Just do it like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Sure, why not?
I guess you could. Why not?
Yeah.
So yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up, still to come this hour, another Setting the Bar story. The Sassy Dutch, what they're doing.
The Sassy Dutch?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And more coming up on the... Just when we think that we are done talking about Tiger King forever.
Have we really ever thought that, though?
I thought that it was a flash in the pan. That was...
Listen, he's got a fashion line he launched from prison, for crying out loud. They're making a TV movie out of it, right?
That was only... that was a thing that was like March... Maybe a little bit of April, and that was all anybody was talking
about.
Then
it
was
Nicolas Cage now, Tara Reid now,
and then
attached maybe.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like all of a sudden now, just when we thought that we were done, they come with the live action movie, and they've got Nicolas Cage to sign on as the Tiger King, and now yes, Tara Reid is now being considered
I was going to say, they haven't signed on the dotted line yet,
no,
have they?
No, she's being considered as the role of Carol Baskin, the arch nemesis of Joe Exotic, which I think...
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what's Tara Reid doing? Like, let's get her that role, Kelly.
Okay.
She's got Sharknado under her
belt.
I mean,
lots of them. Like, how many of those movies?
Nine?
Six?
I mean, she's got Sharknado. I mean, she's got the chops to pull off a Carol Baskin, I think. So,
okay.
Apparently, Tara Reid's manager says Tara loves Tiger King.
Of course she does.
And found the documentary extremely interesting.
Right.
She feels she could get into the character of Carol Baskin very well.
Could. Yes.
And she has a similar look to Carol Baskin.
Okay.
Kind of that, I don't know, the blonde crazy?
Maybe.
Is that what we're going for?
Blonde crazy.
Little the blonde crazy?
Little flower child blonde crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She likes to wear flower crowns and stuff.
Yeah, right. So, like I said, just when we thought we were done with Tiger King.
Nope.
They just keep, and so, I mean.
They're going to keep making it a thing.
They are, because they're going to keep adding cast members to this live action.
Sure.
Mockumentary.
And we're going to tell you every single time they do.
I know. Yep. So if it is Tara Reid for Carol Baskin, uh-huh. and it is Nicolas Cage for Joe Exotic, mm-hmm. you know, who there are a couple other.
Jeff Lowe. Who's going to play Jeff Lowe?
Well, there's Jeff Lowe, and then who's the other dude that's like wackadoo?
Oh, yeah.
The other Tiger guy out of North Carolina.
Sure.
He who married a bunch of like younger women and
sure.
stuff. Yeah, that guy. So,
we got a couple of roles to fill. A
couple other more key roles in this movie.
Do you think our friend and across the river,
husbands.
Tim? Oh, yeah, the husband.
What about all the husbands?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got to get to those.
It's probably going
to
get like Zac Efron or something.
Oh, my God.
they can't do that. Zach, I'm going to say no.
Oh, man.
Tell them no. Stay above this.
Anyways, that's the latest in Tiger King news.
Meanwhile, Joe is sitting up in prison just laughing the whole way, hopefully, to the bank if he can ever get out. I don't know.
Hopefully he's getting paid.
Do you get like what, 20 years? How many years is he in there for?
I mean, he got some years.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So do we go from there to the Sassy Dutch?
Let's do that.
All right. We'll go to the Sassy Dutch in about 10 minutes.
They sound fun.
Quarantining's tough, right?
It is.
It's tough when, especially if you're single, right? And the feeling of, you know, disconnect and loneliness, I'm sure can be pretty tough.
Uh-huh.
So the Dutch government, the National Institute for Public Health, decided they were going to put out some tips.
Some hot tips for singles?
Hot tips for singles last week. Because they had been criticized for not offering love advice for singles.
Is the government's responsibility?
The government came and said, you know what, it makes sense that as a single person, you also want to have physical contact.
Oh, wow.
During the pandemic.
Uh-oh.
Told people, now listen, you need to avoid the lovemaking if one person suspects that they have coronavirus.
Okay, so pump the brakes if maybe someone's sick.
Right.
I said brakes. Brakes.
Okay, yes.
Move on.
Moving on. The Dutch continued to say, the National Institute for Public Health said, meet with the same person to have physical contact.
Okay. So let's have a smorgasbord right now.
Right. For example, have a cuddle buddy or a lovemaking buddy.
Okay. Oh, a buddy. We're calling them buddies. Yeah. All right. But let's stick with the same person.
However, provided...
A buffet style is not good now.
provided you are free of illness.
Okay.
Make arrangements with this person and... Make sure you know how many other people they're seeing. Because
an awkward conversation first.
Yeah, because the more cuddle buddies they have, the greater the chance of spreading the coronavirus.
And we don't need that.
No.
Okay.
And they said also, love with others at a distance is also possible.
Meaning FaceTime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stories, FaceTime, things like that.
Okay. But hey, let's make sure that it can't get hacked. That makes me nervous.
So, being in quarantine stinks. being single in quarantine.
Do we
could
need
stink.
These kinds of recommendations from our government?
We already have them from several states.
Oh, do we?
Who are yes, I've seen several from different states that are like, hey, by the way, we understand. I mean, you can feel that urge.
You have feelings.
You got feelings.
You have feelings.
This is what you do.
All right.
This is what's appropriate. This is what's not appropriate.
Is Virginia one of them? I kind of expect that from Virginia.
For lovers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right, for sure.
Okay.
So again, the Sassy Dutch finally are letting their singles know how to move forward if they're lonely in the love department.
Here's how to proceed with your cuddle buddies in a safe manner. Okay. Did they recommend masks?
Yes, they did.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they did.
Because nothing like sets the mood.
Like a mask, right?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Wow. I'm real glad to be married.
Yeah.
I appreciate my husband right now.
Coming up, we're going to introduce you to Sailor Bill.
Sailor Bill. Okay.
Sailor Bill.
When you have a name like Sailor Bill.
How can you not have a setting the bar story, right?
Exactly.
All right.
You're
so
setting yourself up.
Sure. That's coming up. Give us 10 minutes. Can we get a little sports action here? A little sports. So, you know, the Preakness has now been rescheduled for October 3rd. It was supposed to actually take place this past Saturday. And they rescheduled it for a month after now the rescheduled Derby. So Derby's September 5th. Preakness, October 3rd. No word on what the Belmont's going to do. But right now, the Preakness is still the second leg of the Triple Crown. So,
okay.
A little bit of that. Over the weekend, though, it was opening spring meet.
Look
of
at that.
Churchill Downs.
Sweet.
And maybe you're wondering how it did compared to last year, like opening day last year for Churchill Downs versus opening day this year in the middle of a global pandemic.
In terms of betting?
Yeah, in terms of betting.
Okay. Because people weren't there.
Right. So like, yeah, it was empty. Churchill Downs was empty. So last year brought in about $9.3 million worth of wages.
Okay.
Okay. This year, $26.6 million.
Holy so they did good. Cow.
They did okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Dang.
People shelled out. Now, listen, I mean, you're saying, yeah, that's great, but you got to consider opening day last year was a week before the Derby took place.
Sure.
So you had the hardcore people going there and then saving probably their bets for
the Derby.
Know, the Derby,
and
right.
Oaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, I guess that's a piece of good news, right?
Good for them.
Yeah, a little good for them. So $26.6 million, 185% increase.
Keeping them afloat. Good to hear. And we still have Derby to come.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's going to be fine.
So there you go. A little sports action. Sports.
Awesome.
Sports.
Yes.
All right. Coming up, I want to introduce you to Sailor Bill. Can I give you one word?
Okay.
Zero.
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 That's Sailor Bill.
All right. I am real curious as to why we're going to be talking about Sailor Bill.
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We are going to introduce you to Sailor Bill. If you can manage to make it through the day without, being out to sea for the past 9 months and having no idea there's actually a global pandemic going on, you're doing okay.
Okay, so he's been living off the grid.
Best life. 9 months ago, Bill left Canada on a solo sailing trip around the world.
Wow.
Did he know anything happening at that point?
Zero. Just my wife saying, the jargon is rounding out the curve. So now we're 6 feet away. And really? So it's still sort of strange to me.
Okay, so he's just getting on board with the program.
Bill's having a hard time
finding words,
talking to people again.
Okay, yeah.
He's alone on a ship out to sea, sailing on a solo trip around the world.
Do you know what we need to point out about Sailor Bill? He was the OG social distancer.
Yeah, and so
right?
And so this is what he was saying.
He didn't even know.
So he was last on dry land, South Africa, early February for repairs. So he knew very little about the pandemic then. But then when he arrived in New Zealand, his wife had sent him only like short messages. The harbor had rules barring vessels from arriving.
Wait a second. He's got a wife? And he was sailing solo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See ya.
I was the most isolated person on the planet.
See? He knows.
Ironic. They didn't want to let me in. Oh, it's too funny.
Sailor Bill can't handle the fact.
Sailor
Bill can't handle the fact that New Zealand's harbor was like, wait, we're not allowing people to come on.
Listen, you've been around the world. We don't know who you've been in contact with.
But Sailor Bill's all like,
ironic. They didn't want to let me in. Oh, it's too funny.
Because he was the original social distancer.
That was the OG.
Right,
dude.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the harbor said
he's been at sea for 3 months by himself, socially distancing, washing his hands.
Yeah, so
yes,
they're like,
it's fine. They're like, back in.
They're like, all right, we'll let you dock for a little bit.
G'day, bloke.
But yeah, that's Sailor Bill there.
All right.
I was the most isolated person on the planet.
He's been hanging out.
Could you imagine?
Is he kind of like Jared Leto? Wasn't Jared Leto on some sort of retreat?
Yeah. For a month or so?
Yeah, he came back and was like, what is happening?
What's going on? Huh? So, yeah.
You know, all the bears that are coming out of hibernation right now are probably going, what's up?
Well, hey.
What is, feels different.
So, Sailor Bill. I don't know. This is a really a setting the bar, but that's the only place I could really put it. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you can just manage to make it through the day without going out to sea alone for 9 months, zero idea what's happening.
Or maybe this is a feel good. I feel like maybe he was living his life right way before we even knew he had to.
Right?
Ironic. They didn't want to let me in. Oh, it's too funny.
I do need to talk to his wife, though.
What
I really need to know how his wife felt about him like taking off for 9 months. Just to go sailing by himself. What's up with that marriage?
There you go.
I need an expose on that.
All right, so I'm going to say that's setting the bar.
Can that be the next Tiger King? Can we have a Sailor Bill Netflix docuseries? I kind of need it now. Let's see it.
I feel good. Do these every hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So this is kind of crazy. A man in Florida lost his artificial leg while surfing.
Ah.
A 13-year-old diver found it.
Oh.
This is the story of Carter Hess. He lost a leg last month. And this week, a friend noticed an article online about a teen named Sebastian who found a leg while diving and treasure hunting with his dad.
Wild.
So that kind of started this whole online campaign to find the owner and return it. So after contacting them online, Carter met up with Sebastian and his mom to get his leg and take them out to dinner. Here's the backstory. Carter lost his original leg when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in 2012 while serving in Afghanistan.
Oh.
So he's a vet. And just kind of amazing that, you know, they found the leg and thought, you know what? I bet someone is missing this.
That is
and could really wild. Use it back.
That is wild.
So kudos to them for launching and going through the effort of trying to find Carter and get it back to him. So pretty incredible story. I'll tweet out the picture so you can see. It's such a great picture. I mean, Carter's super happy to get it back.
Right.
And they've got a new little friendship. Which is great. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it.
All right, good stuff. An actual event happening end of June, 5K for kids. Huber's Winery there.
Wow.
Doing a little 5K run through Huber's. There's, you know, obviously a lot of different precautions and there's going to be staggered starts and stuff like that so we don't group everybody together. But all benefits the Ronald McDonald House of Kentuckiana.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
An actual event. We can look forward to going to.
Taking place.
In person, not virtually.
I know. This is a real one.
It's amazing.
So that's pretty cool. Campbellsville University, Louisville, Frank Oddie Nursery, Superstore on Bardstown Road, Fleet Feet, Louisville. They're all kind of jumping in on this too. So
never thought we'd see the day.
Why did you go British?
I don't know.
Sometimes
it just happens. Most of the time, it's later in the morning.
Okay.
And I forget who I am.
Sure. Yeah, right.
And I think I'm some British lady.
Right.
Named Kelly.
But yeah, everybody who participates, you know, $25 registration fee, but five of that goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana. And then you get like wine, and then you get a wine glass from Huber's. So
don't give it to the kids.
I mean,
that's not for you.
Yeah, the for the kids is it benefits the kids. It's right. Not the wine isn't for the kids.
No, that's for mommy. Mommy and daddy get mommy juice.
Yeah, after a job well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to sign up and get more information and see the safety precautions and all that stuff, you can just go to WDGX.com. We got it all right there. But that's pretty cool. I like actually saying an actual event actually happening.
Yes.
Is it true that I see the Some Good News is ending the little John Krasinski YouTube channel?
Well, they said they're taking a break.
Taking a break.
So, which that has to tell me that he's probably got some gigs coming up. He's got to go back to work a little bit. But he says that there are still things to come, so stay tuned. He did also say, he kind of made this about the community that has sprouted through all of this. And he's got merch now.
Ah.
Because people have been like doing their own
signs.
They've been making crocheted dolls of John, colors, cartoons, lots of fun stuff. And so he's figured out a way to turn it into merch. And the Starbucks Foundation is going to match the first $1 million sold.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you can choose the charity that you want it to go to when you buy some merch. And I'll tell you what, it's like, 22 minutes or so. We've got it posted at WDJX.com. I've gone into the ugly cry at least once.
Really?
And I got maybe 5 minutes deep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, his Some Good News YouTube channel, it burned hot and fast.
Yes.
Like it rolled in like the thunder.
Yes.
Once everybody went into quarantine, then all of a sudden,
hotness.
This was like the thing everybody needed.
Yes.
And it was really going, I mean, he did some really cool things.
He threw a prom. He threw a graduation. He got the office back together. And now, he threw a wedding. He did some things in 8 weeks. And so it's a good episode. And he finds like the most incredible stories to feature. So, I mean, they're way better than my feel good segments. I'm going to say that.
Why don't you just rip off the ones Krasinski does?
Okay, we'll just play all of his.
Wow, I found this really cool story.
Yeah.
So we've got that posted at WDGX.com. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes. I wonder if there'll be like different hosts. Maybe he like hires a different host to do it.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of need it to continue, though.
With Krasinski?
Because, they're really great little stories, great little shows that he's kind of put together. But I understand he's got to get back to work like as an actor. Whatever. Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan's not going to act himself. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, bonus hour. Welcome to it. Why are you squinting like that?
Well...
Is it tough to pull your body through another hour?
Well,
are you looking at your feel good you're about to do?
I feel like you're going to chastise me.
Oh, God. Okay.
I feel
every
like...
Every hour we give you feel good stories to just show you that the world isn't all so bad. Kelly tries to ruin it every hour, but whatever. let's get to it. All right. Feel good story. What's going on, Kelly? Okay.
We're going to go to space.
We're going to go to space for this one?
Space
for this feel good.
Final frontier.
Can't wait.
European Space Agency.
Hit me with it.
Says that human urine could one day be a useful ingredient to making concrete to build on the moon.
Wow.
We could have PP concrete to build on the moon.
Wow. Okay.
It's a feel good.
So you're saying that humans can make their own mortar?
Well, researchers.
Speak.
I said in a recent study found that urea, the main organic compound in urine, would make the mixture for lunar concrete more malleable before it hardens into its sturdy final form. Another plus is that using only materials available on site for a moon base or other construction will reduce the need to launch supplies from Earth. Okay. Right? So that's going to save some money.
Save some money.
The main ingredient in lunar concrete would be a powdery soil found on the moon's surface. Then urea would limit the amount of water necessary in the recipe.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
They don't really have water up there.
Okay.
They would be able to make pee if there are people up there building.
Okay.
Right? So thanks to future lunar inhabitants, the 1.5 liters of liquid waste a person generates each day could become a promising byproduct for space exploration.
So moon pee is your feel good?
Moon pee concrete for moon building. Okay. Are people going to live on the moon? I don't know. But I'm calling it a feel good. Space.
All right.
Pea concrete.
All right.
Moon pea.
There you go.
Concrete.
That's your feel good.
Okay.
Do them every hour here.
I'm so sorry. I got nothing else.
Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Thank you so much for being a sponsor of the feel good segment.
They're not going
to
pay for that
on 99.7 DJX.
They're not.
Shout out to Evan.
If you have to.
Shout out to Evan.
I guess maybe he earned it.
Started the show this morning shouting out Evan for helping my wife navigate virtual underwear shopping for me at Target.
Oh, my God. So you employed the services of a personal shopper at Target?
Yeah, you know.
Pick some stuff up for you?
They'll deliver it to you, too.
Okay, that's great.
So
Evan was your shopper.
Yeah, and Evan texted my wife and was like, okay, so these are the options we have in men's underwear.
Oh, my God.
And, like, texted a photo to my wife, and my wife's like, no patterns, just, you know, whatever. Just keep
stick to the basics.
Basics, right. And so they went back and forth, and, like, Evan's like, thumbs down emoji, and like, okay, no patterns, got it. What about this?
Oh, my
and,
God.
So.
I wonder when he woke up that day, if he was aware he was going to be shopping for your underwear.
I don't know.
Is that weird? Him to be shopping for someone else's underwear.
Well, I mean, that's kind of his job, I guess. But my wife is
yes,
now.
Yes, but it's a pretty personal item to shop for.
Yeah, my wife is now discussing my underwear with another man.
That is fun.
But shout out to Evan because, hey, I am.
Great job.
I'm feeling good.
Awesome.
Things are good.
You approve of his purchase choices.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he picked out a good packet. It was a multi-pack there.
Okay.
Multi-pack of some boxer briefs.
You're
so we're
feeling
good.
Snug, fresh, and clean. That's great.
Thank you. So shout out to Evan. You're doing some fine work.
You know what?
Man.
Can you keep his number? Maybe he can go the next time you need to restock. Hey. Maybe Evan it was really good at it. So
hey, is this Evan? Evan, I don't know where you pulled those boxer briefs, but I'm gonna need another pack.
Yeah,
so.
I need some more underwear. You're the guy. You're my guy.
Can you hook up my Hey, I know a guy. Hey. I got a guy. I mean, always that kind of guy. All right.
That's the world we're living in right now.
That is 2020.
Someone else is buying your underwear.
I'm telling you what, we started the year. I didn't think I was going to say that sentence.
Nope.
Here we are. All right. You missed anything on the show, you can catch up on the podcast. Several Setting the Bar stories. Can't Beat Kelly. There's the Sassy Dutch and what they're doing. All sorts of stuff.
I feel like we need to text Evan the audio of his shout out, just so he's aware of the accolades he did get.
I don't think.
And the job well done.
You know what? Hey, listen, if you're the target on Hubbard's, just know that you guys are doing some fine jobs there, all right? There you go. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so yeah, WDGX.com, click listen. You can hear that. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.